Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mr. Clapton. Clapton brings us back, Eric Clapton. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ted C. Fishman. Put a .com on the end of that name. Everything, TedCFishman.com. And you'll find his website and his books, China Inc. and Shock of Gray. And the New York Times bestseller, China Inc., by the way, I might add. Ted, we're talking about corruption. We're talking about how to avoid it. But we've actually gotten to the point where we're talking about how technology can do a lot of things to help with loss prevention, with to solve corruption, to solve ethical lapses and things like that.
Well, we know, for example, you know, from Shock of Gray, one of the big movements is that people are growing old in their homes. The overwhelming desire of Americans is to age in place. When they're retired, and even when they're a little bit feeble, they want to stay in their homes. And that means bringing people into your homes to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just came from a conference for the governors of the Federal Reserve where the topic was financial abuse against the elderly, you know, where things start disappearing from homes, where...
Yep.
And it's often done by family members.
That's right.
And so on. And, you know, this is a real kind of corrupt practice. This is the most seedy thing we do to each other is we prey on the elderly. But, you know, we do have the technology to build an infrastructure around where we can protect our things by making everything trackable. And I think it's a really exciting age. You know, we worry about the government prying in on us as we should, but you know, sometimes we should pry in on our own lives a little more and have the tools.
Well, this is the debate right now. What you're bringing up right now, Ted, is the debate that's going on with that we're having to have with ourselves right now. And it's what I've coined the term. It's actually the title of my next book, and it's after this next one, is Technology as If Humanity Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the debate we're having right now, is technology, how as wonderful as it is, it's an opportunity creator, and it's also a disruption creator. And you know, we love the fact that the NSA has kept us pretty safe, but we don't like the fact that the NSA knows everything that we do. And so how do we find the balance there, and who's in charge of that balance, and what are we willing to live with? We don't like the fact that people might be snooping on what we're doing online, but we like the fact that Amazon aggregates products that we've been thinking about and makes them available to us. We like that. That's convenient. But then you think about it, you think, whoa, how'd they know all that? So that's the debate. That's the balance we're dealing with now, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a hard one. It's a really hard one. You know, I certainly do not want the government prying into my personal affairs. You know, if they have no cause to suspect me, I don't want them
I agree. 100%.
Do. But if the if we as a society are so blithe about letting the government, you know, pry into everything, why are we so lazy about protecting our own stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, if we just wear the hat the other way, you know, we have ways to be vigilant, and you know, business opportunities are moving to places where the standards are hard to navigate. You know, most of the economic growth in the world is coming into places that are corrupt places.
Right.
Demographics are driving it that way. And the local economy is making us, you know, vulnerable in new ways. We have these technological tools that we can use to monitor our own stuff.
Right.
And to turn the tables on the government. We can pry into the government using these tools.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that they're
somebody's going to give us a defensive product. That's right. That will allow us to know that's going to happen. And It's an interesting web that's being woven right now between our relationships with other economies, with other marketplaces, and with the powers that the authorities that we have around us.
And I'm looking forward to it. The demand is on us, though, to be tech savvy.
Yeah, that's exactly
with all
right.
of these things.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ted, TedCFishman.com, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're working on another book, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a book that kind of relates to all of these things. And it's kind of like about the personal board of directors you create over your lifetime. Like, who are going to be the people who help you along the way?
And you're going to realize that on our show and launch it on our show, right, Ted?
Would love to.
Thanks, Ted. See you next time. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.